This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys remember that song?
She blinded me with science. Do, do, do.
Oh, man. I actually used to like that freaky little song. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to She Blinded Me with Science. Do, do, do. It's like a Devo-esque. We need to have it just so you guys can know what I'm talking about, because some of you may not know the song, but I want to talk about science. Because we hear that term kicked around. The Democrats made it a strategy play. It became a code word.
Oh, the conservatives don't like science. The Republicans are all about not. They hate science. It's
in everything the Democrats did, it was always about the science. They talk about science all the time. It was a campaign word. I'm telling you, test it. But what's funny about it, these are the people that dismiss science more than anybody you know. In fact, they are the dumbest people when it comes to science on the freaking planet. For example, Al Gore, he predicted the melting of the polar ice caps and polar bear extinction, and nothing happened. Nothing close to what he said in his crazy little documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, which was nothing more than an inconvenient lie. I dare scientists, I dare the leftists who claim to use the word science, and I use my finger quotes, to look at the actual results of anything where they've said, look at the science. See, when the leftists tell you look at the science, what they're really telling you is something very simple. Ignore the truth. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I hope you give us a call. Look at their science and tell me they know what they're talking about. When dire predictions don't happen, they conveniently say things like,
well, we made adjustments and therefore we stopped the cataclysmic decline and the damage that I predicted.
That's what Al Gore said. Man made enough of a change with fossil fuels that we saved the planet that he predicted would be gone. AOC said, we got 12 years. We're what, a year, maybe 2 years into that prediction? We only got a decade left. A decade left. And you know what's going to happen in that decade? Those of us who are still around are going to be going, hey, we're still here. What happened? The fact is, folks, the left have no science in anything that they say. It is nothing but fueled with emotion, and the emotion is due to two things. It drives two things. One, their lust for power, and their lust for money. I want you to understand how the world would work if you didn't have the boondoggles that are going on right now with the BS of their so-called science. The people who will tell you mathematics is racist, meritocracy is racist, God is white, and a host of other things want to talk to you about science? Last time I checked, gravity don't give a crap what color you are. You jump off of the Grand Canyon, it's going to kill you. Sorry to get ethnic on you folks out there. It may have scared some of you. By the way, this internet appearance by Kevin Jackson brought to you by some obscure white guy that you never know, because Kevin Jackson cannot get on the internet by himself. He's black. How about that science, Joe Biden? The science of blackness.
Oh, you know, them black people, they too stupid to go get their driver's license and get on the internet. We got to help them. They gonna put y'all back in chains.
Science.
The people that say, well, it's not a baby until after the second trimester or whatever.
Or, how about this one?
Well, you know, when life begins, that's above my pay grade.
That's what Barack Obama said. It's above his pay grade to know when life begins. Well, hey, I got some science for you, Barack. It begins at conception. That's when it begins, because I guarantee you this. This is the science of life. Without conception, there is no life. Don't talk to me about first, second, or third trimesters. But they don't understand the science of it, yet they talk about the science.
It's a science. It's a science.
See, that science doesn't fit their narrative. That's what the left is all about. The science that fits their narrative, if the hockey stick fits their narrative, well, that's global climate change. Look at the hockey stick, y'all. That was the big deal at the time. This data, we've gained
3 degrees, it's hotter 3 degrees in America now in the world because of global climate change and global warming, and this, that, and the other, and the polar ice caps are going to melt, and the polar bears will all be dead.
Go look at the polar ice cap from whenever they talked about it. Go look at it. They pick and choose when they take the aerial shots, they spin it, and then they talk about the science. You want to hear about the science of Wu Flu? Holy cow. You want to talk about the most twisted science on the planet? I'm going to read something to you. There are ominous signs that the Earth's weather patterns have begun to change dramatically, and that these changes may portend a drastic decline in food production, with serious political implications for just about every nation on Earth. The drop in food output could begin quite soon, and perhaps only 10 years from now. Peter Gwynn said that in Newsweek. You know, that much heralded publication that everybody knows.
Oh, it's Newsweek. It must be true.
Peter Gwynn, I'm sure he's some academic that's telling you this. Well, do you know when he said that? He said that in 1975. As I said, go look at any of the things that these clowns have told you. That they say, the earth is going to end, this is going to happen, global climate change will be more earthquakes, more this, more sunspots, radiation holes in the ozone, etc. Go look at anything that they've said and see where it did anything.
Can't use aerosols, we're destroying the ozone.
Probably no science to it whatsoever. Now, if you say, well, Kevin, you know, it's good we went away from aerosols or what, fine. You know, let me tell you, we have spent billions of dollars, it'll be trillions soon, on Wu Flu. I'm going to make you a prediction. The so-called vaccine that they spent all this money on, it's not even effective. The Wu Flu has mutated into so many variants that vaccine wouldn't help you. It wouldn't help you to begin with because you didn't need to take it. But it wouldn't help you if you caught a strain of the Wu Flu because it's just like the flu. It's going to figure out a way around. And the best defense is your body. And nobody wants to tell you that because, see, that's the real science of it all. We got more to talk about today. I'm not telling you vaccines don't work, but not ones that are done without real proper study. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about science, we're talking about leftism. I'm going to be talking about energy here in a bit because we've got the frozen tundra of Texas that needs to be discussed. And, of course, green energy. Then we've got the energy conundrum because leftists don't seem to know anything about science, nor do they know anything about energy. And I think I figured it out. You see, I've often theorized that leftists are out of their minds. And now I think we're getting proof, and it comes in the form of a leftist academic. He admits to being drugged out of his mind. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. This was in the New York Post. Carl Hart is a Columbia University professor of psychology and neuroscience. He chairs the psychology department. I don't need to tell you that. Well, I will. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I'm going to spill the beans on his color. He is a black man, and he admits to having a fondness for heroin. not only as a subject of scholarly pursuit as a right, but also as a substance for personal use. At 54, the married father of three has snorted small amounts of heroin, he says, for as many as 10 days in a row, and enjoyed it mightily. Just small amounts, nothing to get him hooked or anything. Even if, as he recalls in his new book, Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear, printed by Penguin Press. Same people, by the way, that print the Obama's books, one of the biggest lefty presses in the country. Akin to Simon & Schuster, who refused to print Josh Hawley's book because he dared go against the grain in the previous election. But these people that have this cabal, these idiots that I'm just describing here, that admit to being drugged out of their mind as they have jobs to teach youngsters about life. I mean, I just want you to understand, if you go and you're one of his students, he's proudly proclaiming that he uses heroin, and I'm going to get to the kicker in the end here, but he uses heroin to sort of balance his life out. And here I thought only white drug addicts like Hunter Biden get book deals. Now, I doubt that Professor Hart got a $2 million advance for his dribble, but the notion that he got a book deal at all perplexes this black man. Let me correct that. This non-drug using black man. See, I've written three books, and I can guarantee you Penguin Press wouldn't touch me. And I have all the attributes of being a good, solid citizen. I'm the type of role model you would want to, you know, put in front of young black men to say, stay away from drugs. What happened to just say no? And most occupations, folks, correct me if I'm wrong here, you know, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com does occasionally get things wrong. But here's the thing. I don't believe drug use is normally condoned. And in fact, I believe in most cases, in most jobs, heroin use is prohibited. Now, I realize Hollywood will let you get away with it. What's the guy's name? The chubby actor? Good actor? Died while the nanny took the kids to the park. He was shooting up in the bathroom. Thomas, C. Thomas something or another. Anyway, he's dead in the bathroom while the kids are playing in the park. He couldn't wait for the nanny to take the kids to the park so he could shoot up. Gave himself a bad hit or an overdose or something. Bada bing, bada boom, it's all over. But see, Hollywood condones it, and apparently academia does too. Columbia University, I just wanted to think about the pair you have to have on you to say, when I go to teach kids at the university, I like to do a hit of heroin before I go to my class. And oh, by the way, I am the person who runs the psychology department. The article continues. This is priceless stuff here, folks. As Hart sees it, the discomfort is a worthwhile trade-off. The discomfort of having to come down from heroin, he says. He says, there are many things in life that I enjoy more than a few lines by the fireplace at the end of the day, he writes, pointing out that the experience leaves him refreshed and prepared to face another day. His reason for coming clean about doing opiates and the like is to advocate for decriminalizing possession of recreational drugs. The book makes the case that, quote, decriminalization of drug use, not drugs themselves, has been a tremendous scourge on America, not least in reinforcing this country's enduring structural racism. So heroin is now a recreational drug, and of course, drug use, drug addicts, and so on, is the structural racism that we so often hear about. I guess white folks are going by and holding black people down and shooting them needles in their arms. Now, here's the thing. I agree with the professor that all drugs should be legal. However, I wouldn't hire a drug user.
I wouldn't hire a person who thinks that getting high on crank, getting high on coke, staying stoned on it, having to shoot up heroin is a way to go. Now, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. When I say they should let people do what they want to do, if you happen to stumble upon a mushroom in a field and you decide you want to suck on it and go through a LSD trip or LSD-like trip or whatever the thing that heroin takes you through, who am I to deny you this? You're a human being, free to do whatever you want. If you want to ingest Clorox, if you want to swallow sleeping pills in more numbers than you should, I'm not going to tell you what to do or what not to do. You're a chemist. If you want to look on the internet, make your own form of ecstasy or whatever, you want to make your own crank, like the movie that Breaking Bad, who am I to tell you what to do or not to do? So when people go, Kevin, drugs should not be legal, blah, blah, blah. Shut up. There are many drugs that you can make in your house. Who could stop you? The reason why they stopped having people, they limited the number of certain pills you could get for a while, and probably still is because people were learning how to make crank. Well, you can still make it. You just can't make it in as big of an amount. Any more than I can tell you not to sniff glue, not to run and play in front of the freeway. But where I draw the line is, the reason why I think there's a drug war is because we have kept it illegal. And so all the drug cartels and stuff, I mean, just imagine where you just said, here, go get them. Don't beat up grandma. Don't rip off your father or your mother. The government makes it. There's a case for that. We could certainly debate it. But here's what I will tell you, and I'll say it again. I'm not hiring you. The consequences should be, if you want to do that, you better have your own way to make money. Because most people do not want drug addicts. I don't want a drug addict bus driver. I don't want a drug addict driving cabs, Ubers, or whatever. I want people, certain people drug tested. But this is an academic, folks. Has this drug addict professor looked at the personal and societal devastation from recreational drug use? Forgetting that for a moment, just think about the drug addicts whose lives are in ruin. But see, here's what he believes, that you can have the work-life balance through heroin, but what he won't say is that his life sucks and he needs the chemical to cope.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is on the brink of losing 500,000 people to COVID-19. After a year of the pandemic, the running total of lives lost is just about 498,000. The figure compiled by Johns Hopkins University surpasses the number of people who died in 2019 of chronic lower respiratory diseases, stroke, Alzheimer's, flu, and pneumonia combined. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland's confirmation hearing is underway. The Senate Judiciary Committee began questioning Garland this morning. Garland noting he has not spoken with President Biden about the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden's taxes.
The president made abundantly clear in every public statement before and after my nomination that decisions about investigations and prosecutions will be left to the Justice Department.
USA Radio News. President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. The streaming service Disney Plus decided over the weekend that The Muppet Show can only be seen with an adult present because the program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How about those winter storms? I have to tell you, boy, living in Arizona, you forget what's going on in the world. And it's freezing. It is absolutely colder than a hair on a polar bear's butt. Cold out there. 844-551-8255. Wind energy, folks. Green energy is what the left talks about all the time. And while I am a proponent of getting cleaner energy, not so much because we're going to save the earth, but just because it's a good thing to do. Man is an innovator. The gas that it takes to power your car couldn't get a rocket to the moon. We innovate. We figure things out. That's the beauty of what we do. The problem is we can figure things out technologically, but we don't figure anything out when it comes to social stuff because we have idiots. Idiots that claim to follow the science and they follow nothing close to the science. So we have people that don't even understand that with wind energy, you still have to be concerned about the grid. You have to have a source of energy that is continuous. For example, the sun. It is continuous. The problem is it's only continuous on half of the earth at any given time. So you have to figure out how to deal with that. And it's possible you give man that problem, he'll solve it. But you put a gun to our heads and say, solve it. And, you know, maybe we'll figure out how to transfer solar energy through some sort of a light tube like we've done with fiber optics. Or maybe we'll figure out how to do it with copper wiring the way we've done, you know, AC transmission across the globe. Who knows? We can figure stuff out. But it takes an evolution. It's kind of like going from kerosene to flipping a light switch in your house. All of us are too old to have lived, for the most part, to have lived with kerosene lanterns. But I remember them. I remember my great-grandfather with these bulbous lamps. And I was like, what are those? And he would light it. Lit it at night. He had one of those big stoves in the middle of the living room. That was the heat for the house. He didn't have central heat. So anyway, we've gone from putting dangerous levels of kerosene, which I believe it was not Rockefeller. Yeah, maybe it was. He did a cleaner burning version of kerosene. that wasn't quite as dangerous as the old stuff. But it's still dangerous. You got this flammable oil that's hanging from places in your house. There are fire hazards waiting to start. People were dying from kerosene routinely. And we evolved. And we will continue to evolve. And the left think they're the ones forcing the revolution, the evolution. No, you're not. The companies are evolving. The fight between, was it Tesla and Westinghouse? That was the evolution. It was rival people going, I can do this better. I can take over something because this guy doesn't get it. There was an AC/DC war at one point. Which one do we use? And I believe Westinghouse was all over the... It wasn't... who was it that worked with Tesla? I forget who. But anyway, the AC eventually won because it was the right thing. You know, it could transmit energy over long periods, you know, over long distances. DC couldn't. And that was the end of the battle. Two guys going at it. And that it's the same thing that would happen if you let capitalism do what it do, because that's what capitalists do. They go, oh, he's got the wrong idea. I got it. I'll figure this out. But anyway, these storms are causing leftists to have to rethink things because they're like, well, we'll put the wind farms in California and we'll put them in Texas because they don't get any snow or cold or whatever. In other words, you can't have a wind farm when it's too cold, which does what? It means that for most of the country, they're inefficient. You can't have a wind farm unless you have a lot of wind. And even sometimes when you do have a lot of wind, the wind farms don't blow. See, wind energy is what the Democrats have a lot of. Flatulence and hot air. So this story says about half of Texas's wind power generation capacity has been put on ice amid the state's historic winter storm. You know why they're not talking so much about global climate change? Because their wind farms failed. ERCOT, which is Texas's power, told the Austin Statesman that roughly 12,000 megawatts of Texas's wind generation capacity has been hampered over the weekend due to frozen wind turbines. But they noted that the unfrozen wind turbines are spinning at a higher rate than expected to offset the losses. Now that is some really good reporting. Well, we do have some frozen turbines, but the other guys kicked in and they're going twice as efficient and everything's good. What a crock! See, this is when you know a story is just being molded to make things look a particular way. They go on. This is a unique winter storm that's more widespread with lots of moisture in West Texas where there's a lot of times not a lot of moisture. That's what ERCOT's senior director of system operations said. It's certainly more than we would typically assume. So in other words, we don't have a contingency when things change for these big wind turbines. They're not prepared for the winter. They said it's estimated that between 2.5 and 3.5 million people in Texas have been left without power amidst the storm's frigid temperatures. Let me tell you, my IT guy in Wichita, no electricity. My editor for the Black Sphere in Austin, no electricity. I mean, we are limping along in our business because of green energy. He said, according to the Energy Information Administration, renewable energy contributes nearly one-fifth of the net electricity generated in Texas. Let me go back just before I even go any further. I want you to understand that they're telling you that the grid is shut down in Texas, the green energy grid, the wind farms are shut down, but the other windmills are making up the difference. And yet, we have 2.5 to 3.5 million people in Texas without electricity because of this freak storm. So, as I said, that you know it's a lie when they tell you, oh, well, these other windmills are taking up the slack. If they're taking up the slack, then why do 2.5 to 3.5 million people, let's just make it 3 million so I don't have to keep saying that, 3 million people, why do they not have energy?
Now, I do know that power lines can come down and other things that can happen that can influence this. But let me tell you something. It's a lot more reliable. See, because when their wind energy goes down, nobody has power. If power lines go down, there are still people with power. The people in Texas who still have power, let me tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from that dirty coal and the natural gas and all the byproducts of drilling for gas. That's where it's coming from. But the left don't want to tell you this. And the reason why they're not going to try to make some hay over this and tell you that, you know, the people that are probably going to die this winter all died from COVID is because it's green energy. But you can bet if there was anything to do with the old infamous black energy, the things I mentioned earlier, gasoline and the byproducts thereof, they'd be making some hay. So they said, let's see. 1/5 of the net electricity generated in Texas is green, is renewable energy. They lead the nation in wind power generation, producing almost 3/10 of the United States total output. Wow, so 30% of the total output of the U.S. is green energy from windmills is generated in Texas. Reuters reported that wind generation ranks as the second largest source of energy in Texas, accounting for 23% of the state's power supplies last year behind natural gas, which represents 45%. Well, natural gas is still doing its thing. The Public Utility Commission, anyway, they talk about all the rules that were adopted for all this stuff. But in a nutshell, what it means is a lot of people have been grossly inconvenienced because of the failure of green energy. Doesn't mean you condemn it, because I wouldn't. But it means that if you're putting together a truly a comprehensive energy plan, you would have a contingency. Look, I don't know how leftists think. Actually, I do, because, you know, pick any bonehead and you know how they think. But if you're going to put together an energy plan, you have it in stages. Like, okay, if this fails, we go here. Fail safes. When you're planning something for the internet, we call it dual redundancy. We would design things to where it would, like if it's going in the circuit clockwise, we can make it go counterclockwise and pick up different servers. You can't have the grid go down. It would be like a hospital going, well, what's our energy plan? I don't know. Let's run them on windmills, said nobody ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How about those winter storms? I have to tell you, boy, living in Arizona, you forget what's going on in the world. And it's freezing. It is absolutely colder than a hair on a polar bear's butt. Cold out there. 844-551-8255. Wind energy, folks. Green energy is what the left talks about all the time. And while I am a proponent of getting cleaner energy, not so much because we're going to save the earth, but just because it's a good thing to do. Man is an innovator.
The gas that it takes to power your car couldn't get a rocket to the moon. We innovate. We figure things out. That's the beauty of what we do. The problem is we can figure things out technologically, but we don't figure anything out when it comes to social stuff because we have idiots. Idiots that claim to follow the science and they follow nothing close to the science. So we have people that don't even understand that with wind energy, you still have to be concerned about the grid. You have to have a source of energy that is continuous. For example, the sun. It is continuous. The problem is it's only continuous on half of the earth at any given time. So you have to figure out how to deal with that. And it's possible you give man that problem, he'll solve it. But you put a gun to our heads and say, solve it. And, you know, maybe we'll figure out how to transfer solar energy through some sort of a light tube like we've done with fiber optics. Or maybe we'll figure out how to do it with copper wiring the way we've done, you know, AC transmission across the globe. Who knows? We can figure stuff out. But it takes an evolution. It's kind of like going from kerosene to flipping a light switch in your house. All of us are too old to have lived, for the most part, to have lived with kerosene lanterns. But I remember them. I remember my great-grandfather with these bulbous lamps. And I was like, what are those? And he would light it. Lit it at night. He had a one of those big stoves in the middle of the living room. That was the heat for the house. He didn't have central heat. So anyway, we've gone from putting dangerous levels of kerosene, which I believe it was not Rockefeller. Yeah, maybe it was. He did a cleaner burning version of kerosene that wasn't quite as dangerous as the old stuff. But it's still dangerous. You got this flammable oil that's hanging from places in your house. There are fire hazards waiting to start. People were dying from kerosene routinely. And we evolved. And we will continue to evolve. And the left think they're the ones forcing the revolution, the evolution. No, you're not. The companies are evolving. The fight between was it Tesla and Westinghouse? That was the evolution. It was rival people going, I can do this better. I can take over something because this guy doesn't get it. There was an AC/DC war at one point. Which one do we use? And I believe Westinghouse was all over the. It wasn't. Who was it that worked with Tesla? I forget who, but anyway, the AC eventually won because it was the right thing. You know, it could transmit energy over long periods, you know, over long distances. DC couldn't. And that was the end of the battle. Two guys going at it. And that was the same thing that would happen if you let capitalism do what it do, because that's what capitalists do. They go, oh, he's got the wrong idea. I got it. I'll figure this out. But anyway, these storms are causing leftists to have to rethink things because they're like, well, we'll put the wind farms in California and we'll put them in Texas because they don't get any snow or cold or whatever. In other words, you can't have a wind farm when it's too cold, which does what? It means that for most of the country, they're inefficient. You can't have a wind farm unless you have a lot of wind. And even sometimes when you do have a lot of wind, the wind farms don't blow. See, wind energy is what the Democrats have a lot of. Flatulence and hot air. So this story says about half of Texas's wind power generation capacity has been put on ice amid the state's historic winter storm. You know why they're not talking so much about global climate change? Because their wind farms failed. ERCOT, which is Texas's power, told the Austin Statesman that roughly 12,000 megawatts of Texas's wind generation capacity has been hampered over the weekend due to frozen wind turbines. But they noted that the unfrozen wind turbines are spinning at a higher rate than expected to offset the losses. Now that is some really good reporting. Well, we do have some frozen turbines, but the other guys kicked in, and they're going twice as efficient, and everything's good. What a crock! See, this is when you know a story's just being molded to make things look a particular way. They go on. This is a unique winter storm that's more widespread with lots of moisture in West Texas, where there's a lot of times not a lot of moisture. And that's what ERCOT Senior Director of System Operations said. It's certainly more than we would typically assume. So in other words, we don't have a contingency when things change for these big wind turbines. They're not prepared for the winter. They said it's estimated that between 2.5 and 3.5 million people in Texas have been left without power amidst the storm's frigid temperatures. Let me tell you, my IT guy in Wichita, no electricity. My editor for the Black Sphere in Austin, no electricity. I mean, we are limping along in our business because of green energy. He said, according to the Energy Information Administration, renewable energy contributes nearly one-fifth of the net electricity generated in Texas. Let me go back just before I even go any further. I want you to understand that they're telling you that the grid is shut down in Texas. The green energy grid, the wind farms are shut down. But the other windmills are making up the difference. And yet, we have 2.5 to 3.5 million people in Texas without electricity because of this freak storm. So, as I said, that you know it's a lie when they tell you, oh, well, these other windmills are taking up the slack. If they're taking up the slack, then why do 2.5 to 3.5 million people, let's just make it 3 million so I don't have to keep saying that, 3 million people, why do they not have energy? Now, I do know that power lines can come down and other things that can happen that can influence this. But let me tell you something. It's a lot more reliable. See, because when their wind energy goes down, nobody has power. If power lines go down, there are still people with power. The people in Texas who still have power, let me tell you where it's coming from. It's coming from that dirty coal and the natural gas and all the byproducts of drilling for gas. That's where it's coming from. But the left don't want to tell you this, and the reason why they're not going to try to make some hay over this and tell you that, you know, the people that are probably going to die this winter all died from COVID is because it's green energy. But you can bet if there was anything to do with the old infamous black energy, the things I mentioned earlier, gasoline and the byproducts thereof, they'd be making some hay. So they said, let's see. One-fifth of the net electricity generated in Texas is renewable energy. They lead the nation in wind power generation, producing almost three-tenths of the United States' total output. Wow, so 30% of the total output of the U.S. is green energy from windmills is generated in Texas. Reuters reported that wind generation ranks as the second largest source of energy in Texas, accounting for 23% of the state's power supplies last year behind natural gas, which represents 45%. Well, natural gas is still doing its thing. The Public Utility Commission, anyway, they talk about all the rules that were adopted for all this stuff, but in a nutshell, what it means is a lot of people have been grossly inconvenienced because of the failure of green energy. Doesn't mean you condemn it, because I wouldn't. But it means that if you're putting together a truly comprehensive energy plan, you would have a contingency. Fail-safes. When you're planning something for the internet, we call it dual redundancy. We would design things to where it would, like if it's going in the clockwise, we can make it go counterclockwise and pick up different servers. You can't have the grid go down. It would be like a hospital going, well, what's our energy plan? I don't know. Let's run them on windmills. Said nobody ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.